bunch of us just got back from KatsuCon. I went for the second time, and Gail and Shiva went for their first time. And I want to see what you guys think as a first-timer. What did you think of KatsuCon?
Well, I was really excited. I'd wanted to go for years, actually, and I've heard so much about it and seen so many pictures from it and videos from it that I was really looking forward to it. And I must say, even having seen a lot about it, I was blown away by the facility. Definitely. And by the surrounding area to the convention. It's probably the nicest location I've ever been for a convention. And not just the center. I mean, when we first drove in, you have this beautiful little kind of riverside town with shops, restaurants. It was very safe. You felt like you could walk around at all hours of the night. And then when we actually pulled in, we had incredible parking. It was like $11 a night. So, and then we could come and go as we pleased during the day if we wanted to go out or sightsee. And then the con center itself was gorgeous. I mean, I knew that it had like the gazebo and the fountain and whatever, but when you actually walked there Definitely. And saw the whole little village they have set up and all of these little gardens and areas, I mean, I was... We hadn't even gotten to the convention yet, and I was just really impressed with all of it.
Yeah, actually for me... I went back and forth between, did I have enough cosplay with me? Did I have too much? I ultimately decided I think it was good that it was a little bit of a cosplay light weekend for me, because I needed the time to just take in the venue and just the amazing, beautiful, like, everything that was there, because the atrium level is just so open, the ceiling all the way at the top lets the natural light in, and it's just a lot to take in, so I actually really, I think it was a good thing for me, even though I definitely wish I'd cosplayed more, it was a good thing for me to walk around in cities where I had a lot more freedom to move around and not worry about, you know, asking me for a photo or worrying about a piece of my costume falling off. I was able to just take in the location and the sights and everything, but, beyond that, I personally feel like I didn't really take the best advantage of the weekend. I feel like I missed out on a lot because I was so busy just acclimating myself to the space, which was a little disappointing, but I did ultimately have fun, and I'm so glad that I went, and I can't wait to go back again.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I like to do the first time I go to a convention is kind of tailor back on what I'm going to bring with me, because I don't know what to expect of how big the hallways are or how much of a pain it's going to be getting to and from my room. So I brought a lot more cosplay than I did last year. But I think one thing that it really benefits from in that huge atrium area is there's a lot of place for people to congregate and hang out that's not a hallway. Mm-hmm. And a lot of convention centers don't have that, and I think that's definitely a plus for KatsuCon. And that just makes me really happy, because you can walk around and not worry about dodging people trying to take pictures, and if they are, then they're kind of dumb for finding a bad spot, because there's hundreds of awesome places to take pictures.
Yeah, that was a really nice perk, actually.
I thought it was that made it more social. Even Definitely. Though it's a relatively large convention, I probably hung out with even people I just met and talked more than I have at other conventions, where you're kind of in a giant hallway and you feel the need to keep going after whatever you're doing is over. I wish I could have talked more. Unfortunately, I was sick and my voice was gone and I sounded like a tree frog the entire weekend. So like, but even with that, I felt like I got a chance to probably socialize more than I would at a convention I'd never been to before.
Definitely.
The attached, so for those who haven't been there, there's the hotel and then it's attached convention center. The convention center itself is very nice, mm-hmm. I think. It is brand new. But lots of big open ceilings, open hallways, very nice carpeting and things like that. And from what you saw of the convention itself, what did you guys think of KatsuCon beyond the hotel?
Like I said, I feel like I didn't really do as much as I could have. I really only got to one panel, and it was one I was helping host. Doug and I did his Aging Otaku panel. I was really, really pleased with the number of people who showed up at 9:45 in the morning to a panel like that. And we actually have gotten some feedback that it's a discussion that needs to happen at more conventions, and we were very excited with the discussion that came out of the panel and with the attendance in general. The one thing about panels that sort of we felt was a little weird. I guess Katsu bills itself as a 24-hour convention, which is fantastic. That's awesome to have programming of some kind 24 hours for the attendees that do want that. I question whether or not panels should be held at all hours, though. I know they had panels as early as 6 in the morning.
Oh, as early as, like, 5.
Yeah, good and God.
I get wanting to have programming for people who want to stay up all night, but maybe gaming programming and video programming, like screenings.
I'm a night owl. Right. Come join me.
Let's drink.
Question having just a general, whatever, any kind of panel at 5 or 6 in the morning, because really, who's going to want to be up at 5 in the morning going to a panel? And the poor presenter, unless they're actually, they want to be up at that hour and have it, and presenting their panel, who, like, I wonder if presenters even are going to show for stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess it's sort of the question of how do you get more programming in? And I think that one decision CATSA needs to make is, I don't think they should do 6 a.m. panels, but if they want to do more programming, I think they might need to expand to more of the convention center that they aren't currently booking, or they just need to limit the number of panels that they accept. I know that there was talk about there were like 4 or 5 different panels all on Homestuck. Do we really need 5 panels on the same series at one convention? So I really would hope that they will really rethink their panel acceptance and try to have maybe fewer, more varied panels that don't span quite the number of hours.
One thing I did really like, and I think this was an improvement from last year, was their pocket schedule was, like, one of the best ones I've ever seen. Nice. It was color-coded, it had a little QR code that you could scan to view their full schedule on your phone, and it was a perfect size. I unfortunately don't have it with me. But it folded up really nicely, had everything you needed in it outside of the program book. And if other conventions have copies of this pocket program, you all should copy it, because it was really nice. Like, when you're, like, walking around, especially in costume, you don't want to carry that much stuff around.
Yeah. It's nice when your pocket program actually is pocket size. Yeah. And doesn't just fold out to something that's gigantic. I think that it's really cool how much, and they're pretty famous for this, but how much cosplay programming they have at CATSU. I mean, it's pretty clear that everyone kind of brings their A-game, which is really interesting to see, even when you're walking around, just to see kind of the work that everyone's done. But they have the WCS preliminaries there. They have their own masquerade in addition to that, and they have hall contests on both days. So you just get a lot of people not just bringing their nice stuff out for maybe Saturday, which at some cons, that's their masquerade, so people bring that out, but every day. And so you really are just impressed, with the work that's just going around the convention.
Just wish it was warmer outside.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, last year the weather was gorgeous. That was a fluke. I mean, it was a really nice Friday, but then it got kind of crappy, but whatever.
Something I want to do, and I advise anyone who goes to winter or cold weather cons, is buy a cloak. Because CatsuCon did have a coat check, which I applaud them for, especially given that it is a cold time of year, but it's not always it doesn't always work to have a coat over all your costumes.
Yeah. Although it is an opportunity to wear some of your cold weather costumes, like your Arwen gown, or like some of this, or my whole Harry Potter robe.
Or my completely wool Catelyn Stark costume.
Right. Something that if you wore to like Dragon Con or some of those, like, or Otakon, which is always a million degrees, you'd be sweating your butt off. So that was kind of nice too.
One thing I really, you said, you know, CatsuCon should expand into more of the facilities. One thing I'd like to see them is expand their dealer's room, because it was really, really crowded. And I heard at one point on Sunday, when people try and get the, you know, good deals, they were really limiting access to the room because you can only have X number of people in a room at one time. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to see them open it up. I mean, I guess I'm kind of spoiled by Anime Boston, who has the humongous aisles in between the thing, in between the vendors. But yeah, they definitely need to open up their dealer's room. It's too small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you don't have time to browse when you're crowded like that.
I will say they had good variety, even if it was a little cramped. I must have been lucky and gone in on a day that it wasn't quite so crowded, and I felt the same way about the Artist Alley. They seemed similar in size, and they both had very good variety, which I will applaud them on.
But I got this awesome shirt.
I can definitely awesome see how it would be advantageous to them to have a bigger space for all that. I don't know if either of you made it to the gaming room, but Doug and I went over to video games in the gaming room, and one really cool thing that we found was there was Pachinko, which is a Japanese arcade/gambling game, which is sort of similar to U.S. slot machines, and you could buy 3 different numbers of the pachinko balls, and part of the proceeds went to a charity, which I don't have on me right now what it was. But I thought that was really great. They brought in something that was very novel, and they helped, they took proceeds from it because they did charge money to play the pachinko because you had to buy the balls to put in the machine. But they did send proceeds to a charity. I didn't really understand how to play. We just sort of tried and fiddled and put the balls in, and it was really cool because they were all anime themed and lights flashing and a screen with anime, you know, clips on it, but we honestly don't know how to play. So and it was all in Japanese, so we had no idea what was going on, but it was fun.
It's nice when cons in bring in Japanese culture things like that. I always like to see things like that.
Yeah.
So I know we're all definitely gonna go next year unless something awful comes up. So hopefully we will see you then or at some other con nearby. And if you went to KatsuCon, tell us how it went. You know, send us an email, give us a voicemail, visit our forums, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. And then next week on AnimeCons TV, Patrick is going to give his report from Gallifrey 1.
Woo!
Yay, Dr. Hukon.
We're going to that next year.
No, we're going to KatsuCon. No.
Katsu.
KatsuCon.
Cosplay Katsu.
It's in Los Angeles.
That's awesome.
But so it's in Los Angeles.
You
guys
tickets,
I'll
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you pay. You pay. Well, you know.
I'll go for anything for free.
Yeah.
I just put that out there. That was a bad idea.
Hey, guys. Watching here on AnimeCons TV. I'm Sketch, and I'm here at KatsuCon. So we're going to go around and interview a few people and see what they think about the convention, see what they're doing, see what they're wearing.
Oh, my name's Vaughn, but I'm dressed up as Chorus from Pokemon Black and White 2.
Very cool. So is this your first KatsuCon?
It's my first KatsuCon, yeah.
Do you go to other conventions?
Yes.
Any particular ones?
New York Comic Con, Otakon, and the odd one here and there that I go to when I feel like it.
Okay. Is this your first time at KatsuCon?
First time in a while.
I've been a few times.
First time in a while for me too, in like 3 years.
It's my first time at KatsuCon.
Great, mine too. And so I see you're all cosplaying characters from The Little Mermaid. Was there any specific reason that you chose to do this group?
I'm part of a big Disney villains group, so yeah.
Yeah, we saw her and we recruited her, and we were planning on this already.
I've done this before, and I have so much fun doing it, so I try to do it whenever I can.
Yeah, I've made this like a couple years ago, and then we all kind of just were like, hey, let's all bring them together, and then we found her, and it was just a crazy random happenstance.
So here at KatsuCon, what brought you here specifically for KatsuCon?
I've been wanting to go for the past few years, and this is one of the first times where I had enough people going who I knew, and everything just kind of lined up in the right way to let me go this time.
Do you spend most of the time at your con at the con cosplaying, or have you been going to panels and other events as well?
I have not been to a single panel all weekend. I just walk around a lot.
Same.
I always feel bad not going to panels, but a friend of mine just won Best in Show for the Hall Costume Contest, so we were helping him do that.
Yeah, we all do more cosplay and running around photo shoots and things like that. It's a good way to get back together with a lot of friends that you never see because they live in different states and things.
Or across the ocean.
Anything particular that KatsuCon offers, like panels or programming or anything like that, that also brought you here?
A lot of them are typical con things, but things I can't really get enough of, like gaming and cosplay and all those.
So the gaming, anything particular about KatsuCon's gaming room that really, you know, piqued your interest?
I like playing DDR all the time.
What's your favorite thing that you've seen or experienced this KatsuCon so far?
I don't know, just like seeing everyone. I mean, that's the biggest thing, old faces and new faces.
Seeing people's reactions to stuff is really special, especially like little kids, I think, is my favorite, especially for things like Disney or I was in a My Little Pony group, and reactions to things like that are so great.
Well, thank you guys very much. I hope you enjoy the rest of the con.
Thank you very much.
Hi. My name is Ryan, and I'm dressed as Jean Starwin from Outlaw Star.
Good classic series. So what draws you to the...
It was one of the first animes I got into, really. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us used to watch the Toonami block, like the original one, and it was just one of those shows that really just clicked with me. Got me into the whole anime scene, I guess.
Is there any particular thing you loved the most about your costume when you were making it?
The cloak was really challenging, but I just always loved that part of his look, you know. And then the boots were kind of just, I don't know. Footwear kind of gets overlooked a lot in cosplay, so that was something I kind of strive to do well at.
So, this being Katsucon, is this your first Katsucon?
This is actually my second one.
Second one?
Yeah.
Okay. Other than Katsucon, do you go to other conventions on a regular basis?
Yeah, typically I try to make it to Otakon and New York Comic Con as well. But yeah.
All right.
Hi, guys. So how are you enjoying Katsucon this weekend?
It's cool. It's great. A lot of photos taken, a lot of cosplay going on. It's good fun.
It's an amazing experience. Really good. Really good.
Is this your first time at Katsucon?
This is my second time.
This is my first time. It's definitely a great experience.
About how many other cons? Like, do you go to a lot of other cons also?
I average, five a year, usually two out of state.
This is actually my second convention that I actually attended, but the first one was pretty great. This one is actually getting her up there, too.
So generally at the conventions, there's, you know, panels such like any particular panel that really drawed you here, or you just generally like a certain programming at cons?
It's weird because to me the Masquerade is kind of like the proverbial unicorn. I always want to make it to it, and then something always goes wrong, and I've only been cosplaying for 2 years, but I've yet to go to a Masquerade.
Oh. Yeah. Is there any, you know, in terms of panels, if there was a panel or a panel you have gone to, any specific panel that you would like to go to?
Just cosplay construction is kind of always interesting to sit in on, or topical things, kind of like this bullying, or there's just like the gender bent. I mean, anything that's kind of like, I don't know, a little bit of drama to it, flair, or it's just an impacting issue.
Impacting issue. That's a great word to use for it.
What kind of activities do you like to participate in while you're at conventions?
Cosplay and hanging out with friends. Pretty much is 100% what it's all about for me.
Definitely the cosplay, live action.
Have you gone to any panels or any other events this weekend?
No. On the way right now, actually.
Yeah, we've been attending live action cosplays and stuff like that, so that's pretty much majority of our time.
As you can see.
What's your favorite thing that you've done this weekend so far?
I'd have to say Spider-Man. Being Spider-Man and just going around acting crazy and people taking pictures.
It's a coincidence because I was Venom and we pretty much took over the scene.
What do you feel about this location in terms of for a convention in general?
It's so self-contained, and just the whole resort aspect. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will tell you just the architecture is beautiful. Like, you go to most cons and you have to walk around or go, you know, street to street, walk six blocks to find somewhere nice. Here, it's all in-house, you know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the interview, and have a great rest of the con.
Yeah, you too.
So what's your name, and what brings you to Katsucon?
Michael. I come to Katsucon just because, I mean, I love anime, and, you know, I've been wanting to come to cons, and I started like 3 years ago, so.
So, how many Katsucons have you been to?
Three. This is my third year, so.
Other than Katsucon, how many other cons do you go to?
I kind of jump around. I've gone to like Anime Expo once, went to Otakon once, so as of right now, just two others. I'm really looking to try and go into more, too.
So, other than the anime, specifically, what brings you to a convention?
Man, a variety of stuff. The dealer's room, the guests, sometimes the panels. A lot of times, depending on what the panel is, someone like really sparked my interest. Sometimes I host, so.
Is there any specific favorite guests that brought you here or usually to a convention you go to?
I'll come to this convention regardless of the guest, but Steve Bloom was here, actually, and that's my favorite voice actor. So it was nice because I actually saw him at Anime Expo, so it was great to kind of like, oh, cool, I get to see him again, and, you know, this time on the East Coast, to have him fly all the way out there to, you know, see him. So a lot of times it can be just, you know, voice actors can definitely help, but I'll come regardless, but it just definitely spikes it.
As compared to other cons you've been to, how do you like the feel of this area that Katsucon has chose to be hosted at?
I like the area. I mean, it's nice. I'm local, so I actually do live kind of in the area. I mean, it's nice. It's clean. I mean, I feel safe. Like, it doesn't feel like when I went to like Otakon, it's like Baltimore. It's kind of like middle of the night. It's kind of like, I don't know how I feel kind of thing, just because of, you know, history of Baltimore. So, but this is a nice area. So,
no, I have to say, I've been to Katsucon years ago, and then coming now, it's completely different because they were located elsewhere. It's a completely different feel. As for the facilities here, anything that really you know, stands out to you that other cons really don't have?
I mean, of all the cons I've been to, it's actually about the same. I mean, the dealer's room is usually like a big kind of like air, like garage area, or whatever you want to call it. Same thing with the dance. Actually, Anime Expo, the dance was... Actually, I would say here has the best dance space for the rave. Like, Anime Expo had like a tinier club, felt way more crowded. I mean, Otakon's was nice as well, but like this probably is the biggest one.
Hi, guys. So what brings you to Katsucon this year?
I come every year. This is my 16th year at Katsucon.
Wow, that is impressive.
And I'm the boyfriend. We've been together just over 1 year, so this is my second.
So it's your second Katsucon. Oh, that's great. So what are you cosplaying from?
Paper Man from the animated short in front of Wreck-It Ralph.
That's awesome. Great job. What's your favorite thing you've done at Katsucon this weekend?
I really enjoyed the Doctor Who panel. What about you?
Probably the 200, 250 people that asked us for a picture.
Oh yeah, that's great. So do you go to a lot of panels at the convention this year, or do you do more cosplay or things like that?
I try to go to panels, but yeah, I mostly just walk around. It's pretty fun. Yeah.
The person in whose hotel room we dumped all our stuff, we were openly mocked because we only went to like one or two panels, and we just spent the rest of the time walking around.
Do you go to a lot of other conventions, or is it pretty much just Katsucon?
We go to Otakon.
That's the only other con we go to.
All right. And is there anything, I know it's Saturday night, but is there anything else you're looking forward to throughout the weekend?
We're actually heading out. He's got a paper to write tomorrow.
Well, good luck on your paper, and I hope you've had a great time.
All right, so we're here with the Ninth Doctor. And so, is this your first Katsucon?
No, actually, it's my third.
Your third, all right. Other than Katsucon, any other conventions you go to?
I've been to Otakon at least about 6 times.
Okay. Now, in comparison of the two, any notable differences?
Katsucon's a lot better organized. The panels are in the same place all the time, and the people seem to be a lot more less childish.
Oh, all right. Now, you're obviously dressed as the Ninth. You're the Ninth. Is there anything else you dress as?
For 5 years, it was Alexander Anderson.
Very nice. Now, in terms of coming to a convention, what really draws you to go to a convention?
Basically, what the setup is, the people, the atmosphere, and basically, you know, essentially, if it's a convention, I'll be excited to go to it.
So now, conventions have panels. Are there any specific panels you kind of go to or at all? Or?
Basically, ones about certain animes that I like, or if it sounds interesting or educational, I'd rather go to that because they're always interesting or entertaining.
All right. So, is there one specific one that you've been to that really notably, in your head's like, this was a great panel, and I want to tell people that this panel exists?
The Crispin Freeman one for the Helsing panel.
So, what was really great about that one specific panel?
Is different takes on the way the characters acted towards Alucard, because he never read the manga, and so he only did the voices, so it was a very interesting take on it.
Very interesting. I wish I saw that myself. What was your favorite costume you saw this weekend?
That's a tough one. I would definitely probably have to say Lynx from Chrono Cross. He had the makeup, the scythe, the costume, he even had the hair on the face, everything. It was amazing.
Nice to meet you. I was Lynx.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you for the interview.